How additive manufacturing is unlocking new designs for wireless devices. Researchers have 3D printed potent electromagnetic metamaterials using an electrically conductive material compatible with a standard 3D printer. According to the researchers, the demonstration could revolutionize the rapid design and prototyping of radio frequency applications such as Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, wireless sensing and communications devices. Metamaterials are synthetic materials composed of many individual, engineered devices called cells that together produce properties not found in nature. As an electromagnetic wave moves through the metamaterial, each engineered cell manipulates the wave in a specific way to dictate how the wave behaves as a whole. Metamaterials can be tailored to have unnatural properties such as bending light backwards, focusing electromagnetic waves onto multiple areas and perfectly absorbing specific wavelengths of light. But previous efforts have been constrained to 2D circuit boards, limiting their effectiveness and abilities and making their fabrication difficult. In a new paper appearing online in the journal Applied Physics Letters, Duke University materials scientists and chemists have shown a way to bring electromagnetic metamaterials into the third dimension using common 3D printers. There are a lot of complicated 3D metamaterial structures that people have imagined, designed and made in small numbers to prove they could work, said Steve Kummer, professor of electrical and computer engineering at Duke. The challenge in transitioning to these more complicated designs has been the manufacturing process. With the ability to do this on a common 3D printer, anyone can build and test a potential prototype in a matter of hours with relatively little cost. The key to making 3D printed electromagnetic metamaterials a reality was finding the right conductive material to run through a commercial 3D printer. While there are a few commercially available solutions that mix metals in with the plastics, none are conductive enough to create viable electromagnetic metamaterials. That's where Benjamin Wiley, Duke Associate Professor of Chemistry, came in. Our group is really good at making conductive materials, said Wiley, who has been exploring these materials for nearly a decade. We saw this gap and realized there was a huge unexplored space to be filled and thought we had the experience and knowledge to give it a shot. Wiley and Sheng Rongyi, a postdoctoral researcher in his group, created a printable material that is 100 times more conductive than anything currently on the market. The material is currently being sold under the brand name Electrify by Multi3D LLC, a startup founded by Wiley and Yi. While still not nearly as conductive as regular copper, Kummer thought that it might just be conductive enough to create a 3D printed electromagnetic metamaterial. In the paper, Kummer and doctoral student Abel Yangboshi show that not only is Electrify conductive enough, it interacts with radio waves almost as strongly as traditional metamaterials made with pure copper. That small difference is easily made up for by the printed metamaterial's 3D geometry. The results show that the 3D printed metamaterial cubes interact with electromagnetic waves 14 times better than their 2D counterparts. By printing numerous cubes, each tailored to specifically interact with an electromagnetic wave in a certain way, and combining them like Lego building blocks, researchers can begin to build new devices. For the devices to work, however, the electromagnetic waves must be roughly the same size as the individual blocks. While this rules out the visible spectrum, infrared and X-rays, it leaves open a wide design space in radio waves and microwaves. We're now starting to get more aggressive with our metamaterial designs to see how much complexity we can build and how much that might improve performance, said Kummer. Many previous designs were complicated to make in large samples. You could do it for a scientific paper once just to show it worked, but you'd never want to do it again. This makes it a lot easier. Everything is on the table now. We think this could change how the radio frequency industry prototypes new devices in the same way that 3D printers changed plastic-based designs, said Wiley. When you can hand off your designs to other people or exactly copy what somebody else has done in a matter of hours, that really speeds up the design process. For more metamaterials news, find out how this metamaterial yields orders of magnitude improvement to infrared sensors. Source: Duke University.